Trump to deliver speech in Detroit touting economy, America First agenda. Detroit, President Donald Trump will travel to the Motor City Casino and Hotel on January 13th for a 2 p.m. Eastern Time speech highlighting his administration's policies and their impact on the economy. He will address the Detroit Economic Club, a nonpartisan organization founded in 1934, continuing a tradition of hosting chief executives that dates to President Richard Nixon. Trump last spoke to the group in October 2024 while on the campaign trail, following an August 2016 delivery before capturing the White House for the first time. His speech comes one day before the Detroit Auto Show begins, where manufacturers unveil new models and invite the public to peruse their vehicles. Trump has long championed domestic automobile manufacturing, repeatedly calling for an industry renaissance to revitalize the nation. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act included a temporary provision, allowing for tax credits matching interest paid on American vehicles, to boost the sector. Top subjects for the president as he takes the stage on Tuesday are record highs in the stock markets and lowering the cost of living for Americans. Reducing the cost of energy and housing is a priority for Trump, whose policies are putting money back in Americans' pockets and making the American dream more attainable than ever, according to a statement from the White House emailed to the Epoch Times. National averages for gas prices declined for the seventh straight week to five-year lows, falling below $2 per gallon at some stations in 19 states, with prices lower than $3 per gallon in 43 states, according to data released on January 12th by travel app GasBuddy. Housing burdens eased as interest rates for traditional 30-year fixed mortgages slid more than 1% last year, helping reduce payments to the lowest in 2 years at slightly under $2,400 per month, according to property listing firm Redfin. The weekly average mortgage rate dropped to 6.15% this past week, down from roughly 7% at the beginning of 2025, the firm said. The progress stems directly from President Trump's aggressive agenda to restore the American dream of homeownership. The White House statement reads, noting the president's directives to block institutional purchases of single-family homes to lower competition and to guide the federal government to purchase $200 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities to reduce Americans' borrowing costs. Renters are also experiencing relief, as a recent report from rental company Apartment List shows that rental prices fell 0.8% in December to about $1,350, marking the fifth consecutive month of declines. Trump is also expected to cite recently announced deals with pharmaceutical manufacturing giants that will provide many prescription drugs to Americans at most favored nation status. With the midterms approaching, the president is focused on informing Americans about his economic agenda while drawing distinctions between his leadership style and that of his predecessor and political opponents. Trump spoke to supporters in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, and Rocky Mount, North Carolina, in December, with more stops expected in the coming months, a White House spokesperson told the Epoch Times.